Thanks for listening to The Kim Komando Show. This week, we've got a best of show for the weekend of September 25th, 2021.
Oh, Reddit. Oh my gosh. It happened this past week. This guy went on Reddit and he said, I have found evidence of a flying saucer on Google Maps. And he posted it online. Then he asked everyone in the forum, did I just see a photo of a UFO on Google Street View? I mean, is this really what happened? Well, you know what? It kind of does look like a UF type aircraft over a house here in the United States until you look a little bit closer. Then the truth becomes apparent. It's actually bird poop on the camera lens. Yeah. Interdimensional bird turds. That's what it was, all right. Reminds me of a very long opera about UFOs and aliens. It was called Aria 51. Yes, and you see, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls of all ages, just an example of the fun that we have here week after week. It's America's largest show about all things digital. We talk about the gadgets and gizmos and living the best digital life ever. You can find us on 420 top stations from coast to coast, streaming in your favorite radio app, and streaming whenever you get the urge to listen to the show or watch the show over at GetKim.com. And I'd also like to say thank you to the American Forces Network Radio that serves more than 375,000 American servicemen and women in 175 countries and 200 ships at sea. Because after all, you have tapped into the Kim Komando Show. Because after all, I'm America's beloved digital goddess, Kim Komando, here with you once again.
We're not worthy.
I know. Sometimes
we're
I think
not
so.
Worthy.
Just kidding. Hey, our T-Mobile Unlimited listener line is open at 1-888-825-5254. I'm sure you have at least a few questions about something digital that I can lend a hand to. All right, let's get started with five things that you need to know about tech that's happening right now. Now, we're still learning more and more about this global ransomware attack that happened just a few days ago, obviously timed as IT professionals were starting that long 4th of July weekend. But let me try to put it into perspective. Now, this latest ransomware attack is the single biggest in history, targeting software firm Kaseya, which provides IT support and services for tens of thousands of companies. Now, behind the attack is the same Russian link gang that hit JBS Meat Processing, and they got an $11 million payout on Memorial Day. So, see what's happening? Ransomware and the money. Right now, I heard that it was like $70 million in Bitcoin because so many companies are paralyzed, and the gang is, they say, we can give you a sort of a universal unlock key, but it's going to cost you $70 million. Whoa. Now, the FBI says that the attack is so big that it can't respond to every victim. Isn't that nice? As for President Biden, he says he's going to, quote, respond, whatever that means, if someone can prove that Russia is truly behind the attack. In other words, for right now, we're on our own. So for more about this ransomware attack, we have a whole bunch of information details over at Komando.com. But I also am putting together this very special initiative. I've spoken about it just a few times here on the show. It's a great website called stopandthink.us. Now there, if you ever get hit with ransomware, we have resources. If you own a company, you run a company, we have a downloadable, printable file so that you can put it in the break room to remind people what ransomware is, pardon me, and then how they should respond to it. But there's also that mantra that I want everyone to remember, and I want you to say it along with me as I do. Stop and think, don't click that link. So anytime that you get something in your inbox and you're like, oh, do I have to respond to this? They say they've got a video of me doing something nasty. They say that I lost a package, that they lost my order. I got to pay this invoice. Whatever it may be, just remember, stop and think. Don't click the link. There's always a sense of urgency. There's always saying, we need you to do this right now. Okay, no. Stop and think. Don't click that link. And help me spread the word. There are now social media sharing buttons on that site. Stop and think. Don't click that link. Stopandthink.us is the website. All right, number two, let's talk about cell phone cancer. There have been so many studies over the years about the potential health impacts of cell phone radiation, right? Well, new research from UC Berkeley, you really have to listen to this. They say that there really is a link between cell phone use and increased risk of tumors, particularly on the right side of your brain. I have said this, I don't know for how many years. How many years? Maybe 15, 20 years I've been saying this. As part of the study, Berkeley researchers looked at the stats from nearly 50 other studies conducted all over the world. They found that if a person uses a cell phone for more than 1,000 hours over a 10-year period, the risk of a brain tumor development increases by 60%. That's humongous. Let's break it down. An average of 17 minutes of use per day. That's all that is. They also show the usage of a cell phone for 10 or more years doubled the risk of brain tumors. So the bottom line here is that you don't want to put this cell phone anywhere near your head, but really, you don't want to put it anywhere near your body. That means taking it out of your sports bra, ladies, taking it out of your pockets. I'm guilty of that too. But when I read this, I spread this news to everybody in my family. Can you use a headset? Yes, you can. Okay. But you don't want to put this thing up to your head. No, none of that. Number three, another day, another lawsuit filed against Google. Yeah, this time it's about Google Play. It involves 36 states and the District of Columbia. The key issue is Google's plan to exist in rules where developers have to pay 30% of sales for the Google Play Store. Kind of sounds familiar, doesn't it? Yeah, that was Epic Games' Fortnite. Now, Google says, oh, we're going to be working with them. We don't really understand it. But, you know, here's the deal, is that when you have both political parties and citizens alike saying that enough is enough, you can be sure that there's a big change on the way to big tech. Number four, don't forget about Google's other bad habits. A big revelation about how Google and others would allow human contractors to listen to recorded audio clips, you know, to improve the product. That was a couple of years ago. And now you have to opt in when you want to have your voice recorded. But if you're not sure if you have or you haven't, there are easy ways to check and delete what's been recorded. Just go to this site, myactivity.google.com. If you haven't been there for a while, you ought to go there anyway, because then you can see what exactly they're tracking about you. Myactivity.google.com. Now, coming up later this hour, we're going to talk about a Google gadget that might not just be recording audio when it hears its wake word. And if you've never deleted any files, let me tell you, you're never going to hear the end of it. Finally, number five, you can live forever, but just not the way you may have thought. Another sign that truth is becoming stranger than fiction. This time it has to do with how your family would cope with your loss by turning you into a chatbot. That's right. It was a patent filed by Microsoft. It would use artificial intelligence to mimic a real person. You would feed the AI with someone's personal details, social data like images, voice data, social media posts, email, texts, any written letters. Then AI could potentially mimic that person's personality to the point that you could actually have a conversation with a chatbot that was almost like their real deal, a relative, a friend, a celebrity, maybe a historical figure, you name it. Now, there's a lot to consider, of course, when you're creating a chatbot of somebody who has died. I mean, would you be comfortable having an AI conversation with someone who's nobody here? A website called Hereafter AI allows you to record your life stories and answer questions. Another company called Replica has a digital companion that learns how to mimic you. I mean, you know, just imagine chatbots. Chatbots in the future. Maybe they would want to organize an African-themed party. Those bots want a party. Get it? Bots want to. Okay. All right, that one did not go over well. All right, coming up in our digital life hacks tip this week, are you just tired of paying for software, Microsoft Office and everything else, Photoshop? Well, what if we could tell you that you could get almost like programs for free, and they are fabulous? Well, I've got that in our digital life hacks. And of course, we're going to start with all of your phone calls here on this coast-to-coast broadcast of the Kim Komando Show. You know, there's a really cool TV trick that you're probably not using, but you should be, and that's coming up in just a few moments. And our T-Mobile Unlimited listener line is open at 1-888-825-5254. And I'm sure you have a few questions that I can lend a hand to. And just a quick reminder that you can always drop me your questions through the website, too. I know you can leave them on social media, but that gets so overwhelming. Just go ahead and send me an email through the site, because I do read every single one there. That's komando.com. At the bottom of every single page, there's a link that says contact us. Hey, how about we start this hour with Teresa in beautiful Anchorage, Alaska. Hi, Teresa.
Hi.
How are you?
Oh, doing well.
What's going on?
I am looking for a sturdy, very easy to use dumb phone for my husband.
And what kind of phones does he have now? And obviously, it's too much for him. What does it do that he doesn't want it to do?
I don't even know what the brand new one was we just got, and that it's a flip phone. We just bought it cash. It was only $60 is what we could find in a hurry because his other one. But he'd had a Caterpillar phone that we don't even know how long he's had it, and he still had troubles using it. But it wasn't a smartphone. It just had touch buttons, had the normal, you know, left, right menu, scroll through, back type buttons and stuff like that, and the wheel on it and stuff like that. And even with that phone, which was fairly basic, I'd come home and he'd say, there's somebody who texted me. I don't know what this is. He can't find text. He doesn't do text. He has literacy issues and that. And, you know, I've got a voicemail in here. I can't figure out what it is or how to get it out and things like that and everything. So and whatnot. But it has lasted a while. But it just finally wore out because he does construction.
I was just going to say, because you said it has to be durable. So he's in the construction industry then?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Well, so we want a basic phone that's durable, right? Mm-hmm. Probably waterproof, shockproof, all that other good stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And we don't want to spend $1,500 for it. Okay.
Yeah, no, yeah. And he doesn't do touch screens and that because his hands are so calloused he can't make them work.
Wow. That, you know what? I've never heard that before, but that totally makes sense, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wow.
Okay. Well, you got yourself a burly man, didn't you? Whoa. Man.
I have short honey-do lists because he gets it done.
That's awesome. I mean, you know, I'm just thinking, like, I was just, like, comparing your husband to mine. Mine walks around in a suit jacket with a hanky. You know what I mean? So it's like... anyway, so here's the deal. There's a company by the name of Plum, okay? And they make rugged flip phones. So it's something that he can, you know, deal with, and it's shockproof and it's waterproof, and they're not very expensive. I think they're like $70.
And they're unlocked?
Yes, and they are unlocked. Mm-hmm. And it has a military-grade shockproof is what I'm thinking that might be it. It also has a couple of other things. It has an SOS button, which I always thought was interesting to have an SOS button right there. I mean, we all know that we can hit the side of our iPhone 5 times in order to bring up 911, but this just has a simple button that he could just press if, in fact, he ever needs that. But it's got a fairly big screen and keypad, so it should be easy for him to use. What I'll do is I'll post a link to it over inside the Q&A forum. That's over at commando.com, of course. And so that this way, in case mm-hmm. you want to check it out, Teresa, and in case anybody else who's listening says, you know, that's something that I might be interested in as well. And that's inside the commando community. And so I had somebody send me a note the other day, like, you know, I don't understand what you're talking about the Q&A forum. Well, if you go to community.commando.com or commando.com/community, whichever one you want to do. And then over on the left-hand side, there's a nav bar. And the Q&A forum is where you can drop us questions and we answer them. And it also gives me a chance to put some notes, some show notes for you guys and gals, so that if I mention something, you're not trying to Google it, because I am thoroughly convinced that anytime you Google anything, you are at least, 3 degrees away from some porno site. It just seems to be that's the way it is. So anytime at all that you hear me mention the Q&A forum, just know that's at commando.com/community. And on the left-hand side, there's a nav bar that says Q&A forum. Now, you don't have to be a member to read anything, but in case you want to post, it's going to cost you a few bucks a month. All right, think about all the devices that you use every single day. Your phone, your tablet, your streaming boxes, your smart thermostats, your smart speakers, your smart garage door opener. I mean, it really goes crazy. Now, some of these devices communicate with each other, but there's also a setting on your TV that you may not know about. And I'm just going to tell you what it is, and you don't have to remember because I'm going to tell you more about it, but it's HDMI CEC. Consumer Electronics Control, and allows communication to happen between your TV and devices connected to it using HDMI ports. And so you could have one remote to power your TV, your Roku, and more. You could control a Blu-ray menu from that same remote. You can adjust the volume of your soundbar. You have to find out if your TV does support this new standard, but it could buy a different name for different manufacturers. So in case you want to learn more about it, because you want to up your tech know-how, right, head over to commando.com. And then at the top of the page, there's a link that says Kim's Show, and that's where you want to go. Stay right where you are. It's coming up later on the show. I've got to tell you about a trending scam with your smart assistant. You're on the Kim Commando Show. All right. A few days ago, there was a big warning that was issued about a major problem in pretty much, all versions of Windows. It was called Print Nightmare. Mike, I think we need to have some music like Print Nightmare, bum, 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 bum. A security advisor said that the flaw, there you go, That was much better than my bump, 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 Micah, by the way. There's a problem in the Windows print spooler service. Hackers could remotely run code to install programs like malware. They could delete data. They could create new accounts. And it's not just a proof of concept theory. It was a critical, critical flaw that was being actively exploited. As a matter of fact, here in the studios, I mean, the printers just didn't work because our IT geniuses said, nope, until Windows has a fix for this, that's just the way it is. It must be a big issue because Microsoft is even rolling out a patch for Windows 7, and they stopped security updates for that about a year and a half ago. So we've got all the details about Print Nightmare over at commando.com, including directions for patching your Windows PC. You need to do that 7, 8, 10, and also Windows Server. Now, since the patch was released, other researchers say that they found another exploit that can circumvent this so-called fix. So if Microsoft finds that to be the case, expect another patch to fix the problem with this patch that went to fix the other problem with the other patch. Yes. We'll keep you posted at commando.com. Roger in Pensacola, Florida. Welcome to the show today, Raj. What's going on?
Hey there. Hey, Kim. Enjoy your show. I'm a longtime listener, first-time caller.
Oh, well, thank you. What took you so long? Why have you been ghosting me like this all these years?
Well, hey, thanks for taking my call.
How can I help you?
Hey, we enjoy listening to your show. Pick up a lot of techno tips and knowledge. Thanks for sharing your expertise with us on the radio every week. We got a special little niche, I guess, I need you to help me with here.
Okay.
I'm in the truck transportation business and been in that business since 1988, and we're kind of almost conducting our business the same way that we did way back in the 90s, I guess. Business comes in, you know, via telephone, email, and we're still jotting it down on paper tablets, you know. I'm thinking that you're probably going to know there's some kind of tablet program or app somewhere that we could convert from using the paper tablets and switch it over to a program, a PC-based program.
So, Roger,
if anybody would know, you would know.
Well, thank you for your confidence in me, sir. Now, when you're saying like paper tablets, are there specific fields that I guess you fill out in each one, right? Different years.
Basically, yeah. Kind of. I mean, you know, it's just we've got our little format that we use. But
So explain to me what's on the format.
Basically, it's just similar to it's just your ones that you go to a office supply store and buy. The tablets, you know.
Okay.
And then we kind of just write it up in a manner that
makes sense.
We've kind of gotten accustomed to.
Okay, and that's what I was asking about the fields, and I probably didn't communicate properly. What I was meaning is like when an order comes in or you need to make a delivery, that there are certain things that you need to know every single time, right? I mean, the date, who's in charge, the vehicle, what's in the delivery, what you're dropping off, things of that nature. So in order to get you off of the paper tablets, as you said, you know, you buy it at the office supply store, which, you know, we definitely need to do that, is that what you can do is you can automate this. And by automation, it could be as simple as setting up forms, electronic forms, and then your employees they're carrying around, say, a $50 to $100 Android tablet. They pull up a Google Doc that has these forms in there, and then they just fill out the form, and then it gets saved on the server or in the cloud. And so everybody could have access to that. And then they can also assign different parts of that form to somebody else to complete. But now you have an electronic record of everything that you can go back and search and reference.
And we do have a proprietary software that we use that all this information gets entered into, but I'm kind of wanting to streamline the process a bit where we're not having a paper tablet that we're passing around the office.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, when you know how it works, you know, when I have it, you need it, and vice versa.
Well, and that's the way, of course that is, you know. So what you could do is we're going to replace that paper tablet, Okay. And maybe not go to the extent, because you, like you said, you're using proprietary software for a lot of that stuff. But whatever you would have on that paper tablet, you would create a Google document, okay? And that Google document could be accessible by anybody. And so instead of me carrying around a paper tablet, I would carry around an Android tablet. And I'd make those notes, whatever you want me to make or whatever I'm doing, in a Google Doc, okay, that's in the cloud. And then if you need access to that, is that I can share that Google document with you, and then you would have access to it to make notes, to comment, things like that. It's actually fairly simple to collaborate, and that's what the term that we use is, to collaborate on workflow processes. And then because the Google Doc is there, stored, remember, in the cloud, is that you would have access to it, and anybody from wherever they are, they don't have to even be in your place of business.
Okay, yeah, because we're all on PC, so yeah, I'm just looking for something that it would be accessible to everyone, and typically or preferably a online app or program.
Yeah, so you don't even need an app or a program. You're just going to sign up for Google Docs, you know,
okay,
and make that part of your account, and just try it once. And I think you'll understand what I'm talking about, because this is one of those things, Roger, that once you try it, you're like, oh, gosh, now I get it. Because, you know, I fought for years against using Google Docs. I was like, oh, no, we're using Microsoft Office. This is so great. Okay. But many years ago, we switched to using Google Docs throughout the organization. And it really makes things a lot easier because, like, for example, I mean, we could be working on a cryptocurrency book. This is our example. And then I may write some things in it. Amber Reeves goes in and she puts on all these great pieces of art. Ben will add something. Mark will edit it. You know, Jeremy has something to say, or maybe John does. And so, but it becomes this living, breathing document that everybody can have input on and then can see the changes that other people have made and then make comments and ask somebody to elaborate on this. It really does do wonders for your business. So, Roger, give that a shot. And if for some reason that doesn't work, I want you to know you can always give me a call back and we'll take it to the next level. But I think the solution is as easy as using a Google Doc. You can use it on the PC, as you mentioned, that you guys are already using. And thank you for your call and thanks for listening for so many years. This week's digital life hack is for those of us that don't want to use the word cheap. I would like to say that we are thrifty. That's right. Because the best software normally costs a lot of money, but what if you could get it for free? So like Microsoft Office, sure, it's the gold standard. Well, what if you can't afford it? We recommend LibreOffice. You get 6 programs, Writer, Impress, Calc, which just works like Word, PowerPoint, and Excel. For a free text maker, there's also a solid Microsoft Word alternative called FreeOffice. What about Excel alternatives? There's FreeOffice Plan Maker, and if you can't afford Photoshop, there's a great program called GIMP, or Pixel XR, that's actually a really good program. Free audio editing software, that's right, Audacity, it's amazing. And you can even snatch up free video editing software. For a long time, I know we always talked about Windows Movie Maker, it was one of the most popular ones out there, but it kicked the bucket in 2017. So many people moved on to expensive alternatives like Premiere Pro or Sony Vegas. Well, what about a free one? Yes. The best open source alternative is called Shotcut, and we've got links to this as well as links to all the other programs that I mentioned, free for the taking. Head over to commando.com, of course. That's KOMANDO.com. When you're there, hit the link that says Kim Show. Okay, there's a scam I need to tell you about. Maybe a security problem, maybe either a little bit of or. There's a smart assistant that could be secretly recording you right now. I'm going to tell you how to make it stop. And, of course, we have more of your phone calls still to come this hour of the Kim Komando Show. Let's see, Pat in Chicago, Illinois. Hi, Pat.
Hi, I am so excited to be able to thank you.
Oh, what happened?
Well, I had contacted your show about the issues I was having with my website, that I wasn't getting any support from my host, and your fabulous staff. I don't know how they did it, but they rescued my website.
they got it back for you. You know what? John and Jeremy were telling me about this. It was quite the challenge. It was quite a challenge for them. It must have been really hard for you. I'm glad that you reached out to us.
It's funny you mentioned the word challenge because I was going to comment on the fact I'm in no size, shape, or form any kind of expert about tech stuff, but I knew it was difficult for them. That much I knew, and the fact that they did it, I just really found amazing.
Well, and it was really, both of them are very gracious with their time and their knowledge. And it's as an example, so you know, Pat, it's of our random acts of kindness that we do here at the show. So from time to time, people will call in, and it's obvious that if I just tell you, go here, do this, do that, right? You're like, what? Okay. I don't really know what I do. So that's where I bend John and Jeremy's arms and I say, listen, come on. I don't actually bend their arms. They're always happy to help. But what do you think was the greatest thing that they did?
From what I understand, it's being able to wrestle the website away from where it was sitting and not losing it, recreating the website, recreating, being on cPanel, rescuing my email addresses. I just know that was not easy. I am just like so impressed. I'm a senior citizen and I'm a senior citizen junkie, a computer junkie. I just love tech stuff. I was born in the wrong generation. What can I tell you?
Well, I'm glad that they were really, again, Pat, I'm really happy and so pleased that they were able to lend a hand because it can get very difficult. And, especially if you have a website, and what happened with Pat is that she couldn't contact the hosting company. She couldn't contact who made the website. She couldn't and then she's this website sitting there on the web. And she's like, now, what do I do? How do I get to it? And it really requires some investigative work with people that really know what they're doing, because, the worst thing we can do is put somebody like you, Pat, on the web, and then you get taken advantage of and you get scammed and people steal money from you. And that's something that we definitely never, ever want to do. So again, these are called our random acts of kindness. And I don't think that you find anybody else in talk radio right now doing any type of random act of kindness other than those of us here at the Kim Komando Show. But let's give a big shout out not only to Pat for giving a call, but also to John and Jeremy for lending a hand, because you guys are truly the IT geniuses. Hey, stay right where you are. Coming up, we have a smart assistant that could be secretly recording you, and we're going to tell you exactly how to make that stop here on the Kim Komando Show. All right, it's been well known for a long time that speakers and smart speakers, that they are kind of listening when they shouldn't be. So to activate Google, you just have to say something like, hey, Google, or okay, Google. But during a recent hearing, Google admitted that it could listen in and have listened in on users' private conversations without the wake word being used. That was in India. Very good. Another reason why it's important to know exactly what Google has been recording and for how long. So we've got all the steps to check. Delete those recordings. Just head over to the official homepage of the Kim Komando Show. That's, of course, KOMANDO.com. And when you're there, hit the link that says Kim Show right at the top. And do me a favor, while you're there, sign up for the free newsletters, because this way you're always up to date. Stay right where you are. We have another hour coming up that you definitely don't want to miss here on the Westar Multimedia Network.
It's the Kim Komando Show podcast, and here comes hour two for the weekend of July 10th, 2021.
I feel like I need to sing like another letter from our listener mail. Okay, maybe I shouldn't sing. Don in Sarasota, Florida sent me this email this past week, and he says, hey, Kim, thank you for your show and the humor that you weave into it. I'm nit kidding. I'm a fellow lover of puns. I really enjoy how you don't pass up a chance to fold them in, the real pearls. So he said he was getting his usual iced lattes local coffee shop when the barista passed up the larger stir and then reached for the smaller one. And Don said to her, not feeling very adventurous. And she looked at him puzzled and said, you felt like you could only handle a little whisk? Okay, true story, he says. But then he passed along this song that I had never heard in my life. It's Kip Addit's song called Wet Dream. Let's listen to just a little bit of it.
On purpose, I was feeling good. I even dropped a sand dollar in the box for Jerry Squid for the halibut.
for the helmet.
Well, the place was crowded.
Yes, that's right. Thank you, Don, for your letter and for sharing that song with us. And it's nice that, you know, people appreciate the humor that happens. Okay. Meanwhile, Apple has said that the AirTags are not designed to help track stolen items. But this guy in Boston, Gene Gorder, he had his bike stolen on the 4th of July. He had an AirTag on the bike, and the thieves apparently saw the tag. But get this, they threw the tag away in the trash can that was placed next to the stolen bike. Okay, so he was able to get his bike back, call the police, all because of this AirTag. So you might be wondering, how did the thief get in to get the bike? Well, he went intruder window. Ha, get it? Intruder window? Intruder window. Okay, I know. Sometimes they're good. Sometimes they just fall flat. But you see, ladies and gentlemen, love that you're joining us here to talk about all things digital and living the best digital life. You can always find us on 420-odd stations from coast to coast, top stations, and streaming in your favorite radio app, and also streaming anytime you want to watch or you want to listen over at getkim.com. And a special thanks goes to our servicemen and women who listen to us on the American Forces Network Radio. That's the Army, the Marines, the Navy, Air Force, Coast Guard, and Space Force, who protect our great nation. And our T-Mobile Unlimited listener line is now open here on the Kim Komando Show. That's 1-888-825-5254. Love to hear from you. All right, let's start this hour with five things that you need to know about consumer tech that will keep you up to date. Microsoft has been in the news a lot lately, not just because of that print nightmare, but all the new features that are coming this fall to Windows 11. Now, you might not have heard that some new changes are also coming to Microsoft Office. And I'll tell you, when you look at the new Microsoft Office, you're like, kind of looks like the Mac, doesn't it? There's a ribbon bar that replaces the toolbar with a single menu. There's a more modern bar that's also getting updated. There are new icons for Word, Excel, Outlook, and PowerPoint. And you can try out the new UI user interface. Now, if you're a member of the Office Insiders Group, and that beta tests early versions, but before you sign up and you try the updated software, remember that beta means unpolished, could be a very buggy-filled experience. So when it comes to Office, you know, let me tell you, trust me, I excel. You have my word. Number two, this is a speaker that you wear. What? Yes. When you think of Sony, what do you think about? TVs, headphones, PlayStations? They make some other products too. In Japan, Sony sells a portable air conditioner that you can wear inside your special t-shirt. We need that here in Arizona. And now they have something that they've been talking about for years, the immersive wearable speaker. Now, how do I describe this to you? Because you obviously can't see a picture of it. So imagine around your neck is this horseshoe-shaped device. It's your personal soundbar. The band sits behind your neck. Two speakers come around your shoulders. The sound direction is supposed to be optimized only for your ears, though, so you are not disturbing anyone around you, as long as you keep it on a relatively low volume. They have a new version geared towards remote workers. Their latest neckband speaker isn't just a speaker. It can be used for voice and video calls, too. Connect up to two Bluetooth devices. Has a battery life of 20 hours. It's going to be released in September. It comes in white or dark gray. It costs $150. And don't forget that Sony also has a prototype for its own car called the Vision S. That's right. When it breaks down, you'll have to walk, man. Number three, you can dance your way to a brand new job. That's right. TikTok? What? Yes, TikTok has launched a program that lets you apply for jobs, even senior level positions, by using a special hashtag, TikTok resumes. About three dozen companies and taking part in this program, Target, Shopify, Great Clips, even NASCAR. You just search the available jobs and you upload a really short video about why they should hire you. Applicants have until the end of this month to apply the first round of positions. One of the other companies taking part is the Mediterranean-style restaurant chain Rodi, known for its healthy salads and pitas. And it might not sound like much, but I hear it comes with a great salary. yeah. Okay. This is really interesting. Number four, see if your phone is waterproof without putting it in water. What? There's a new app called Water Resistance Tester. It can test the integrity of your smartphone's IP67 or 68 water resistance rating by simply accessing the phone's built-in barometer. Isn't this amazing? Just open the app, run the test. You get a pass or fail, nothing in between. It doesn't mean that it's 100% accurate, but I looked at the reviews and they say it really works based on testing. The water resistance tester is absolutely free. The bad news is it's only available in the Google Play Store, only available for use with Android smartphones with barometers. Now, no indication if it will ever show up on Apple's App Store, and there's no sign of any similar apps to test your iPhone's water resistance by, you know, but thinking of my, maybe I was thinking about selling my old iPhone, but it has a broken barometer, but I'm not under any pressure to do that. Number five, I wish I had this when Ian was a child. Parents, how many times have you stepped on a Lego brick? How many? Those little things get stuck right in your foot, don't they? Well, there's a new app, won't solve that issue, but it's called Brickit Rebuild Your Lego. You lay out all the Lego pieces you have. You open the app and allow it to access the camera. It scans all the bricks using augmented reality, and then it provides suggestions on what you can build using those bricks. Maybe a robot, maybe a car, maybe a castle, a kangaroo. You just follow the directions the app generates to put it all together. It's called Brickit. It's free. Couple things to keep in mind. It's not the official app from Lego, and right now it's only available on iOS. They say an Android version may come in the fall. And so if you or your kids are a big fan of Lego, I don't know if you've ever been to Legoland in California. We had to make that trip to Mecca more than a few times. They reopened in April after a 13-month shutdown due to COVID. And it was apparently, just quite a sight because people were lined up to get into Legoland for blocks. All right, coming up in just a few moments, we're going to talk about how you can calibrate your monitor to get the best picture possible. And in our digital security tip, this is something you don't want to miss, really. This is an amazing, amazing story about how a woman called us here on the show. She was getting harassed and stalked. And guess what? We found the guy. We're going to tell you more about that. And of course, we have all of your phone calls here on this coast-to-coast broadcast of the Kim Komando Show. All right. It's kind of a geeky topic. I know that calibrating your PC monitor, like, oh, whoa. Okay. No, it's not boring. It's really important. I'm not bringing back the battery update, no matter what. And also coming up with this hour, we have Brand New or Not True, which you definitely don't want to miss because this week's products are really, really hard to guess. I'm just telling you that right now. As a matter of fact, my friend Nicole was here and she's going through and she's like, I missed it. Well, you might miss it too, but I never miss hearing from you. So if any time you ever want to drop me a note through the website with your question, love to hear from you. Just head over to komando.com, of course. And then there's the bottom of every single page. There's a link that says contact us. And how about we start this hour with Dottie in Boston, Massachusetts. Hi there, Dottie.
Hi, Kim. I'm thrilled to speak with you.
Oh, well, thank you. What's going on?
Well, I'm a retired registered nurse, and over the last couple of years, I've had both knees replaced. And I love to walk. And I'm doing so well. I walk now between 3 and 5 days a week, up to 5 miles at a shot.
Wow, that's awesome, Dottie. That is great. That is so fabulous for you. What a great, healthy thing. Now, where do you walk? Just around the neighborhood?
Well, around the neighborhood in the city, yes. I love looking at the big old houses and whatnot. But here's the issue. My wife is very concerned when I'm out walking because she has no idea where I am. So I'm wondering, is there an app or something where she can be tracking my phone, which I always have with me, in real time, while I'm walking, so she knows where I am. I have an Android Google Pixel.
And then what kind of phone does she have?
Same one.
Okay, fabulous. Okay. There's a program that I think you might want to take a look at. It's called Life 360. And it allows you to have real-time tracking, and then you can also set up boundaries. And so, I'm not saying she wouldn't do it, but if she said, I only want, Dottie, don't go past this point. So it's really made for kids, but she could do that well. But it does give you real-time tracking wherever you are. And there's also an SOS button, so that in case everything ever happened, that you could just push that button and then authorities would be alerted. Because you never know, right?
Right.
I mean, you're in the city. It's a big city. There's also Find My Device. And if if you put that on your phone, if you don't want to subscribe to anything, I think it's like $5-7 a month. But if you don't want to subscribe to anything, there's Find My Device that you can put on Google. And then you can share your location with your wife, and she can do that vice versa. And that's absolutely free. Oh. And so it's just, it's, you can get it in the Google Play Store. It's called Find My Device.
Okay.
And it's actually pretty cool, because if you ever use your phone, that you could actually have your phone play that, you know, play a sound. And so you're like, oh, there's my phone. You know, that's where it might be. And so it's, but, which is, I don't know how many times you lose your phone, but I lose mine, I don't know, a couple of times a week, right? It's like, where is that thing? Where is it? I put it down somewhere. And it's, so it's got, yeah. Also has indoor, you can erase, if you lose your phone, you can erase it a lot. It's just a really good thing to put on your phone, regardless, just for your use as well. And you might want to tell her to put it on her phone, so in case she ever loses her phone, she can lock it remotely and
right.
good stuff like that.
But, right.
Then there are also safety apps that if you were interested in those, like you could, if you think that you're going to be going into an area that may not be safe, which you shouldn't be walking anyway, but if you see some, if you want to do that, there's an app called KiteString, and that it will ping you every 5 minutes. And if you don't answer that ping, like an alert will come on the phone. And you can set it for 5 minutes, for 15 minutes, or 20 minutes, or whatever it may be, is that that she would be notified or the authorities would be notified.
Can you repeat the name of that?
It's called KiteString. You know what? Let me do one better for you, Dottie. Let me make you a whole list, okay?
Okay.
And of different options for you, because I want you to be safe. And and this way you can pick and choose to see which ones that you would like to use, and
sure.
and then you're not Googling stuff, because you know how that is, right? It's like, okay.
I do.
What did she say? I'm not sure what she said that time. And then
exactly.
And then I said it last hour too, Dottie. I always think, you know, whatever I tell anybody, they're like 3 degrees away from one wrong key that's going to end them up at some like weird porno site. You know, it's just like,
absolutely. Why did she send me there?
Yeah, exactly. I don't think this is, she's always so nice. She's always so family friendly. What happened to her? Dottie, thank you for your call. What I'll do is I'll put those links for you, Dottie, and for everybody else inside the Q&A forum, inside the Commando community, that you definitely don't want to ever miss checking that out every week. All right, over on the website, yeah, I know it sounds kind of weird, but we're going to help you calibrate your PC monitor. Why? Because this way you can see the best picture possible, and also your photos look like what they're going to be printed at. And you can color calibrate it using the settings on your PC or Mac. It's really simple. And again, we've got all the steps on exactly how to do that over at commando.com. Just hit the link at the top of the page. It says Kim Show, and stay right where you are, because America's favorite game show sensation, Brand New or Not True, is coming right up next. That's right, Brand New or Not True. It's America's favorite radio game show sensation. You can play along and guess, is it brand new or is it not true? Now, where this comes from is that literally every week I get hundreds of press releases about brand new products. And some of them are really out there, and some of them are out there, but they're maybe actually making these products. It's unbelievable. So when playing Brand New or Not True, I present you, the home listener, along with our very special contestant, three gadgets in the tech world. And it's up to you to decide which one is true, okay? Two products are fake. Only one product is true. Now, you will notice that there are no product names given. Why? Because sometimes people were cheating. I'm not saying it's you, but some people were. And they were Googling the names of the products, and then they knew the answer right off the bat. So that's why we don't give the product names anymore. So if you're playing along with at home or with friends, and then also if you're playing along inside the Commando community in our interactive chat, we always encourage you to go ahead and put your guesses right there at the end. And this week, our special victim contestant is Diane in Spokane Valley, Washington. Hi there, Diane.
Hi.
So what do you do there in Spokane Valley?
I live here, but I work all over. I'm a consultant with very small hospitals that are rural, basically trying to help keep them open so they can serve their communities.
That must have been really hard during the pandemic, huh?
That's true. It was all Zoom.
Wow.
Instead of traveling.
Yeah, but I'm sure those smaller hospitals, they were in trouble.
Yes. They're very critical.
So, and critical to their communities. And that's so great that you were able to help them out. So here's the deal is that you get to pick. If you win, you can get a cameo or you can get a Kim Komando Show fanny pack. Now, that's new this week because I've had people say, I really don't want the cameo. I'd rather have the fanny pack. So I'm not going to let my feelings get hurt. So you can either get the cameo or the fanny pack if you win. Okay, so Diane, are you ready for product number one?
I am.
All right. Product number one, let's say you want to take photos. And let's say you want to take those photos with a drone. Well, we all use our phones to take pictures. So now we have a new smartphone with a very small drone that pops out of its slightly thicker body. It has two portrait mode cameras on top, IR sensors on the left and right that will help the drone detect and avoid objects. Now, this little drone tray sits flush against the phone when it's closed, and it pops out only when you fire up the camera app. And then the app has drone controllers built in, too. Now, we all know that the smartphone has already replaced the DSLR, so imagine the freedom, the flexibility, being able to take selfies from a drone, incredible landscapes, those sunsets, group shots with your family and friends. Yes, it's a strange piece of technology, but it's not over your head, Diane. The phone is $799, and it is unlocked. Product number two. Remember, two are fake and one is real. Men, are you worried about losing your hair? Don't be surprised by a monkey butt anymore. There's a new interactive, innovative sensor cap and the accompanying app that you can know before the dreaded event is happening. The cap is outfitted with 272 medical-grade sensors that pulses white light on your scalp to get the pattern of your hair follicles. So you put the cap on three times a week for at least 5 minutes. They come in small, medium, large, and extra large, the caps do. And the app will say the pattern of your hair follicles and tell you estimates of how much and where you're starting to lose your hair next. And based on the results, the company will send you specific instructions and shampoos and lotions, and potions that will promote hair growth. Now, so hereditary hair loss does not have to be a surprise anymore. Now you can change your hairstyle, get a hair piece. You can start growing more hair. You can shave it all off. After all, you know what they call a barber who specializes in shaving men's heads? An air stylist. $39.99 for the cap plus subscription for the hair products, the shampoos, and the conditioners. And finally, product number three. Companies have tried to make smart glasses, but they haven't really panned out. Google Glass made folks look like goofballs, and Snapchat has glasses for its creators. But what about for the rest of us? A new generation of smart glasses. These glasses have brains. You adjust the tint level of the lenses on the frames itself or an app. It reacts to light. It gives you total control to select the tint level that you want instantly. They have Bluetooth, so you can listen to music, podcasts, take your calls. There's even a hidden space for an Apple AirTag in the charging case, so you never lose them. The glasses are also polarized. Some people love them. Some people hate them. It's $259. Okay, so Diane, remember, two are fake and one is real. So we have product number one is the phone that has this little drone that will pop out. Product number two is the high-tech app combination for men who are worried about losing their hair. And product number three, I guess you'd say, is a new version of Google Glass. So, which product do you think is the real product, Diane?
Well, I wish it was the drone, but I think it's the glasses.
Okay, so, Mike, Diane's going with product number three, the glasses.
Okay, is Diane correct? Is the correct product the smart glasses? Diane is correct. Absolutely.
Yay,
fantastic
Diane.
Job, Diane.
Yay.
Let's listen.
Meet Dusk, the first pair of app-enabled electrochromic smart sunglasses. You control the exact tint level of the lenses. Choose between dark, light, or anywhere in between.
Nice job, Diane. Look at you.
Yay.
That's great. So we'll send you out to either the cameo or the fanny pack. You can let Marianne know which one you want. So how can I help you?
Our mother has dementia and is in a memory care facility.
Okay.
And right now we have a particular app that's a photo frame. And she doesn't have to touch it or do anything. It's controlled by an app where we can all send photos externally. We can determine how many photos per minute. Does it turn on at 8, go off at 5, et cetera? And she absolutely loves it.
And that was a great addition to put in her room, by the way. It's fabulous.
Yeah, she every day it's like, this is a lifesaver. I love it. But she's also constantly saying, oh, I wish I had my 30s and 40s music and my jazz. And the music really calms her. And we tried getting a radio, but she doesn't remember she has the radio, even if it's sitting there. And even if she does remember, she has no idea what button to push. So we started looking and just haven't been able to find anything that would be similar to that picture app, except something, even if it was a device, like I'm just saying, like an iPod or anything in her room, hooked up to speakers, but that we could control externally with an app where we could either upload playlists or subscriptions to songs. We could say, here's the volume level. It's going to go on at 9. It's going to go off at 5. So far, everything we've looked at, you know, the suggestions have been, well, I'll get her an iPhone and then she can, you know, play her playlist.
Yeah. No.
She can't have any interaction with it.
No, we're not going to do that. Okay. What you're going to buy is an Amazon Echo Show. Okay.
Show?
Yeah, an Amazon Echo Show. And it's they have like 5-inch, 8-inch. She doesn't need the 10-inch, but I would get a decent size, an 8-inch. Okay. And what this is, you're going to love this. As a matter of fact, I have next to my mother in her living room on the table there, she has a digital photo frame that everybody sends photos to. And then she has an Amazon Echo Show. With the Amazon Echo Show, there's a couple of things that you can do. First of all, you can control it by using the Amazon Alexa app on your phone. Okay. Mm-hmm. And so you can say play jazz music, play music from there. You could make a playlist and say play it. Mm-hmm. Then they have something called Blueprints. And if you go to blueprints.amazon.com, that's where you can say, when I play this playlist, I want it to play between 9 and 4 or 5, and I want it at this volume level. Okay.
Oh.
So you'll have full control of this display. Like, you could set up a calendar event that every day this music will play for your mom. Okay.
Yeah.
Let me tell you what else I love about this. Okay. Let's say I want you to get an Amazon Echo Show too. So you're going to buy two. Because what you can say is, I love this. You can say, Alexa, drop in on mom. Okay. Your mother doesn't have to do anything. She hears a beep, and all of a sudden you're there like on a video call saying, hi mom, how are you?
Oh.
Okay. And then she can look at you because she has a camera too and say, oh, I'm doing really great, Diane. Thanks for asking. Okay. And there's also one other thing she can do with this. Is she can just say, she doesn't have to do anything. She can say, Alexa, call for help. And then Alexa will call your cell phone. So you've got a couple of things that you can do with this. So if it were up to me, I would get her this Amazon Echo Show, and you can play music and you can control it just as if you were there in person. If she ever wants to, you can also, when the display is not on drop-in or even when it's playing music, there are other things you can do. You can have the display show if there was something like works of art that she liked, landscapes, city pictures. I mean, so you can make this more personalized for her, but also it gives you the ability to see your mother because she's in a care facility, and you can see her anytime you want just by dropping in, and she doesn't have to do anything.
Does it just take Wi-Fi? Because she has Wi-Fi there.
Yes, just takes Wi-Fi. That's all. It's not a big deal. Cool. But in order for you to drop in and see her, obviously you need to have – I mean, you could do it in the app. You can do it in the app if you want to. But it's a lot better if you just have one of these Echo Shows on your kitchen counter, and then you can, that's where I have mine. And then you can just, you can actually see exactly what's going on from there. What I'll do for you and for everybody else, I'll post links, of course, over in the Q&A forum to the Echo Shows. And also that blueprints.amazon.com, it's actually very, very clever. So if you ever wanted to, I did this with Ian, is that, if Ian or anybody in the house says, Alexa, who's the best mother in the world? Well, then you can type out. I typed out like, oh, the best mother in the world is Kim Komando. And then went all through. So, and Ian's like, what? And then I also made a skill and said, you know, Alexa, tell me, what is Ian really good at? And then Alexa says, I've looked at Ian for all these years and I've seen him grow and develop. But what he excels most at is taking out the trash. So you can create these little fun things. Again, that's over at blueprints.amazon.com. Stay right where you are. Coming right back, we have our privacy tip you don't want to miss. You may remember a couple of months ago is that we had a call from a mom who was very distraught about her daughter who was being stalked and harassed. Here, take a listen. So here, take a listen to this call that I got on my national radio show the weekend of May 22nd, 2021. It's Dana from Virginia Beach, Florida.
My question starts out, my daughter has an unknown stalker. She just completed her freshman year in college.
Wait, she has an unknown stalker? And she, wow, she's frightening.
Yes. Yes, it's very frightening. She has an unknown stalker. It started when the fall timeframe. She thought she could handle it herself, finally notified me in January.
Wow.
I had to bring her home, took her back, filed a police report. Since then, you know, of course, their advice was to change all your social media because it was through Snapchat, Instagram, things like that.
So here's what we did. We worked with Dana off to the side, and we found a forensics cybersecurity specialist by the name of Rico. And Rico has been working one-on-one with Dana, one-on-one, for about 6 weeks now. And they have gone through the legal system, the police departments, the judges, the magistrates. And in this podcast that we released the other day, Rico tells exactly all the steps that he has taken to find this guy. And also, if you are being stalked and harassed, some advice on what you should be doing right now. So this is something that you definitely don't want to miss. Wherever you get your podcasts, Google, Spotify, Apple, you name it, Pandora, Alexa, go to Kim Komando Explains. And the title of the podcast is A Woman Was Harassed and Stalked. We Found the Guy. You definitely don't want to miss that. And we also have a link to it over at komando.com. And that's where you want to hit that link that says Kim Show. Back to the phones we go with Mike in Des Moines, Iowa. Hi there, Mike.
Hi, Kim. How are you today?
I'm fabulous. What's going on?
Well, actually, I'm new to stock trading, and my question for you was, what can you do to protect yourself from hackers?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a good question, right? I mean, I don't want anybody in my don't want anybody in my account. First of all, decent passwords, right? VPN. Make sure you have all the system updates. Then you take it one step further. You know, but you know about two-factor authentication, right?
No, I guess I'm not familiar with
that. Okay. What happens is on your trading accounts, you're going to set up something called 2FA, two-factor authentication. So if anybody tries to change your email address or your password, you're going to get a special six-digit on your phone number as a text message. So the whole idea is that who's ever trying to hack into your account, that they won't have your phone accordingly. They won't have your phone, right? So, but the problem is with just using that is that if you lose your phone, well, then you just, if they do two-factor authentication to get that text message is that now they have access to all your accounts. So what you can do on your stock trading accounts is that under two-factor authentication, you're going to use something called the Google Authenticator app. And what that is that is an app that has more levels of protection so that if somebody does get your phone, that they won't be able to get into your accounts. And you can select that normally under the preferences. But it gets kind of step-by-steppy. So what I can do is write all this up for you because it's hard to give out steps on the radio.
Awesome.
Yeah, I mean, you know what I'm saying, Mike. It's like, okay, go here, go here, go here. You know, it's like, okay, missed that one. So let me write all this up for you because it's a great question. Maybe we'll even make that our security tip next week is about how to really lock down your accounts to make them really hard to get in, to make them really robust. And Mike, thank you so much for your call and thanks for understanding that sometimes we just can't give out the steps, but I will definitely write it up. Make sure that you get our tips, newsletters. If you don't already get that, head over to komando.com and you can sign up right there at the top of the homepage. Hey, stay right where you are. There are some scams that are spreading online when you're shopping for cars I need to tell you about here on the Kim Komando Show. You want to stay right where you are. Coming up in the next hour, we've got all kinds of tips, tricks, and secrets you don't want to ever miss here on the Westar Multimedia Network.
All right, next up, it's another hour of the Kim Komando Show podcast exclusively for Komando community members. Here's hour three for the weekend of July 10th, 2021.
Now, I'm sure you've heard that we are in the middle of a global chip shortage, right? I mean, here's how bad it is. Smugglers are getting in on the action. That's right. A guy in Hong Kong was caught trying to smuggle in 256 CPUs that were taped to his body, worth about $150,000. You know, let me tell you, smugglers, they've been hiding drugs in the soles of their shoes for years. I mean, you shouldn't trust them because it's they're probably laced. All right. Okay, I tried. All right. Just threw it out there. Hey, you see, ladies and gentlemen and boys and girls of all ages, just an example of the fun that we have here week after week as we talk about living the best digital life ever. You can find us on 420 top stations from coast to coast, streaming in your favorite radio app, and streaming anytime you want to watch or listen to all 3 hours of the Kim Komando Show over at getkim.com. And a special thank you goes out to our listeners on the American Forces Network radio as well. And our T-Mobile Unlimited listener line is open at 1-888-825-5254. All right, this is part of the show where I like to talk about future tech, things that are coming down the line. And I'm going to start by saying, did you ever think that you'd ever hear anybody say that you can make $150,000 a year being a drone pilot? That's right. Well, future tech is obviously here. Drone pilots are bringing in so much cash, and it's not just for military and photographers, but now they're being used for public safety, construction, mining, and also in the insurance agency. So Drone Analysts, it's a research firm. They quizzed about 500 drone service providers about how much they make. Okay. 75% make under 50 grand a year. Maybe they're not in the right spot. Maybe they're not working that hard. 13% make up to $100,000 a year. 12% make between $100,000 and $500,000 a year. Wow. Did you ever hear? I mean, that's just amazing to me. It's a very small percentage. 5% say they make over $500,000 a year flying a drone. Now, the three biggest money-making industries for commercial drone pilots, surveying and mapping, aerial photography, videography, and finally, utility infrastructure inspection and monitoring. I mean, wow, big money makers. Some of these drone pilots have real egos, though. I mean, they just look down on everyone. Number two, life takes Visa, and Visa now takes crypto. This past week, Visa announced that it's partnered with more than 50 cryptocurrency companies to make it easy for clients to spend their digital currency. So what does that mean? Well, crypto-linked Visa cards have been used to spend $1 billion, and so it's expanded. Visa's partnering with companies like Coinbase and FTX so that you can convert and spend digital money at 70 million merchants around the world. The key is whether they accept crypto or not, whether or not. So depending upon the platform, there could be perks for Visa customers. You can earn crypto as an award, kind of like cash back. But again, it's going to open the door to spending crypto at 70 million merchants. But you'll still be out of luck at the Vatican because it's a PayPal state. Finally, number three, your AirPods need a charge. Well, why not just use your iPhone? Even before the iPhone 12 was released last year, rumors were already swirling about what would be packed into the 13, the under-the-screen Touch ID, USB-C, replace Lightning. Well, there's no indication that's actually going to happen, but it looks like it's going to have reverse wireless charging capabilities. So what does this mean to you? If your AirPods are running low on battery, you would be able to put the wireless charging case up against the back of the iPhone 13 to charge it up. This is said to be possible because of an expected bump in the size of the MagSafe magnet array that's in the back of the phone. Now, all this is rumors, it's true. But the wireless charging could only handle like small gadgets like AirPods, so you're going to be able to charge another phone or an iPad. Other recent leaks involving the iPhone 13, they show a larger camera, supposed upgraded lenses, better low-light sensors, maybe even a worthwhile option for professional photographers. But it has to be better than the days before digital cameras when photographers were just so sad. Man, it must have been so bad just like processing all those negatives. That one was okay, Mike. It was all right. Guess not. All right, number four. robots are coming to a campus near you. That's right. The pandemic's winding down. The kids are going back to college campuses. Thank goodness for that. Well, Grubhub and a Russian tech firm, Yandex, have just agreed to a multi-year partnership where small robots will deliver food orders at various college campuses around the country. These little delivery bots called Rovers, they can navigate obstacles and go into areas that regular vehicles can't. So it's going to be added to Grubhub's app where it's available. You place the order. Once the Rover is nearby, you get a notification. When it arrives, all you have to do is use the app to unlock the hatch on the robot. You get your order out. They've been delivering orders in Ann Arbor, Michigan for about 3 months. They're going to expand. They didn't say where. It could be just about anywhere since Grubhub works with about 250 different colleges. And finally, number three. Wow. Kids, listen to this. If you think it's bad in the United States with video games, just wait if you went to China. Because if you're a parent of a gamer, it might not be that uncommon for your kids to stay up late gaming. And it's up to you to set the rules. And then there's China. China seems to think that gaming is such a huge problem that, among other things, is causing nearsightedness in children. So a couple of years ago, the Chinese government, they actually imposed a gaming curfew. So young gamers have to register with official IDs linked to a national database. And the kids aren't allowed to play between 10 p.m. and 8 a.m. Get this, they also have spending caps for in-game purchases. So kids have been getting around this, of course, because kids will be kids, even in China, by using adult IDs. So China's doubling down. Mobile gaming is far more popular in China than Western countries. And what do mobile devices have? Anyone? Anyone? Yes. You in the third row. Cameras. Now China's new Midnight Patrol is going to go after overnight gamers. And if you play for a certain amount of time, citizens will be subject to a facial scan to prove that they are truly an adult. Wow. Tack on even more surveillance from a country that uses millions of surveillance cameras to monitor its population. And, you know, like a video game, mass surveillance in China is just on a whole nother level. You should be telling your kids about that one when they say, no, I want five more minutes. Hey, let me tell you, instead of just, you know, like, remember when I was growing up, like my parents would say, you know, eat that because kids are starving in Africa. You can say, stop playing because kids are not playing in China. All right, coming up in just a few moments, we have some alternatives to Microsoft Word. And in our great tip, we have free online tools that will reveal if you're overpaying on hospital bills. And we also have a site that will find cities that will pay you to move there. And of course, we have all of your great phone calls here on this coast-to-coast broadcast of the Kim Komando Show. Hey, listen, our T-Mobile Unlimited listener line is open. Love to hear from you. 1-888-825-5254. And just a quick reminder, you can always send me an email. Love to get your questions. I read every single one. Just head over to commando.com, pardon me, and at the bottom of every single page, there's a link that says contact us. And also, just a quick reminder, if you're listening to the show, gets interrupted for whatever the reason, you want to hear certain parts again, you can always stream the show as a podcast and as a webcast over at getkim.com. And how about we start this hour with Nate in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Hello there, Nate.
Hey, how's it going?
Fabulous. What's going on in Sioux Falls?
It's warm and muggy.
Oh, well.
But Friday's here, so it's about to get better.
I hear you on that one, let me tell you. It's been a long week, even though it's been a short week. So how can I help you?
I had a question about the Apple Watch flights. Let's see. Flights of stairs counter on the Apple Watch.
Mm-hmm.
How accurate is that? Because at work, I usually walk between 7 to 10 miles a day.
Wow.
And I'm loading trucks now. And it says one day last week, it says I climbed 185 flights of stairs. And I was like, how tall was the World Trade Center?
Yeah. So, you know what? I'm just sitting there going, wow, Nate, that's amazing. Good for you. That's incredible. You must be in great shape.
Not really.
Just my beer arm.
Shape as this watch is telling me anyway.
Yeah, right. You know what? That's happened to me too. Because here in Phoenix, there's a Camelback Mountain, and you probably go up 1,500 feet, something like that. And, you know, I'll look at my watch stats when I get done and it will say, like, you know, I climbed, I think one time it was like 500 flights of stairs. I'm like, it was hard, but it wasn't that hard.
Right. So, I couldn't imagine climbing that many stairs.
Yeah, I couldn't either. A friend of mine actually every day, and he's 70, I think he's 74 now, and he lives in Boston. Every day he climbs the stairs of the John Hancock Building.
Oh, wow. How many is in that?
Oh, I don't know. I'll have to check, but I just know it's really tall. It's a lot. Okay. So sometimes the calibration gets off. And, you know, what everybody says anytime tech doesn't work is that you what, right? You restart it. But with your watch, you want to let it fully discharge. And then and then you charge it back up and then you see.
Yeah, I'm putting it on the charger at like 2 or 1 when the battery runs out.
Okay, so you're
I'm not letting it completely run out, but
well, they say if you let it completely run out, just try that. Just let it go all the way to zero, so that it has no memory effect, has nothing, and then we're going to start. Obviously, make sure you have all the updates and things like that. You can also, if you on your iPhone, if you open up the watch app, and then you click the My Watch tab. And it's really kind of crazy. But for some reason, you have to go into the privacy settings. Okay.
Okay.
And then I know.
I'm not tech savvy at all.
All right. I'll send you the steps. Okay. That's all you had to say, Nate. I'm just not into it. But hidden inside the privacy settings, there's an option that says reset fitness calibration data. Now, I don't know why that would be privacy, but somewhere they should put that on the front. But it's hidden in the watch. So let me send you the steps on how to do that. And then we'll see if maybe you truly are climbing 185. Because I think it says, what is it? Each step is, I think, between like 10 or 11 inches. I think that's what they consider to be a step.
I mean, 185 was like my max. Like average was like I'm hitting between like 100, 140, something like that.
Oh wait! I'm getting some input from what is it?
John Hancock Building is 1,632 steps. I'm impressed with your friend.
Wow! Is that really?
Yes.
Is that?
He does that it's every crazy. Day.
Yes.
Wow!
You want to know who it is?
Yeah.
Okay. Did you ever hear of a company called Carbonite? Did you ever hear that company, Russ? Okay. And so, David Friend. I know it sounds really trite, but David is my friend. And because I knew him, what happened was, Nate, is that David came and he wanted to advertise on the Kim Commando show when he was just starting out and he didn't have a lot of money. And I said, you know what, Dave? And I said, I don't know you. You don't know me, but I don't want to take your money because it's not going to work unless you spend more money because radio is about repetition. So he came back when he had some money and he was an advertiser for 13 years. Okay. And while he was still running Carbonite. So and Carbonite was into the consumer business. So. You know, after 13 years, Nate, as you might imagine, you have dinner, you get to know people, right? And so, and matter of fact, I make a joke about this, is that he took a shower at my house. Okay. Why? Because he was in Phoenix. We had a meeting and then he went for a run. He ran from my house, which I know you don't know where it is, but he ran like up Camelback Mountain, down the mountain and ran around the block and wanted to take a shower before he got on a plane back to Boston. And like my husband said,
I can understand that.
Yeah. And so my husband came home. He's like, whose car is that? I said, well, that's David. He's taking a shower. Barry looked at me like, what? I'm like, no, in the guest room. Okay. So David is in phenomenal shape. How many steps? I'm going to.
1,632.
Wow. Okay. Yeah, he's my idol. I think he's yours now, too. Okay. All right, Nate, I'll shoot you over the step-by-steps on how to reset that calibration data because, hey, maybe you are doing 185 steps. I'm going to ask David what his watch says. That's what I'm going to do. Angie's List is now Angie. Nate, thank you for your call. And they're making it easier than ever to care for your home. Visit Angie.com to connect with top home service pros, see upfront pricing on hundreds of home projects, and instantly book what you need. Get started today over at Angie.com. Once again, that's Angie.com. All right, so here's the deal. If you're shopping for a used car online, I want you to really make sure, because sometimes these websites are saying, you know, they're giving you these great deals, and they say it's an internet price, but in order to get the internet price, they've got to put down $2,000 payment. They also make it harder to spot, like they omit the dollar sign in the commas. And so if you are shopping for a used car online, just make sure that you're really, truly paying attention. Stay right where you are. We have more of your phone calls coming up. And also, Allie, our amazing content queen, will be joining us. And you don't want to miss that. All right. One of the stories that we have over at Commando.com, just in case you missed it, is that the trend is continuing even after this pandemic is ending. When plenty of cities across the country are going to give remote workers money to relocate there. There's a site called Make My Move. It's simple to use. Head to the offers section. You see a list of opportunities with the highest recommendations on the list. So you find one you like. You click on a card for more details. You get a cash offer, option to claim it, which involves filling out an application. So one example is not a city, but an entire section of a state. If you relocate to one of a few different zip codes in Southwest Michigan, you could be eligible for a $15,000 grant when you buy a new home. If you relocate to Topeka, Kansas, you can get $10,000 towards buying a new home. They're even going to throw in $1,000 in Jimmy John's sandwiches for an entire year. So you, if you want to get more details about this, about Make My Move, we've got it all written out for you over at commando.com. Ron in Sioux City, Iowa. Hi there, Ron.
Hello there.
Welcome. How can I help you today?
I was working at a customer's home the other day doing some, landscape work for her, pulling weeds basically and put down weed mat.
Okay.
And she lives next to a brook with water flowing, and she allows me to place the yard waste down there. And I got to thinking, you know, if I slip down into this, I really don't have a ladder. It's about 15 feet deep.
Oh, wow.
And I thought, well, you know, and it's not all that bad. I could walk for probably 200 feet or so and climb right out. But I thought if I had slipped into something like this and needed help and wasn't needing medical attention, I don't have a way of getting out. Yeah. So I thought, what about an install on a cell phone where you push a button and it emits an audible sound with lights so that anyone in the area with a cell phone would receive that, and then they would have an automated download on their phone giving them the direction as to where the person is.
I understand what you're going with, but that the having the app and you hitting a button and then somebody being able to receive that notification unless they had the same app wouldn't be possible. And I don't know about you, but I wouldn't want to rely on the kindness of strangers if I was stuck in a ravine 15 feet down and maybe hit my ankle on the way or my arm and now I can't get out, right? Let me tell you, there are these devices that also, if the communications, if you are down someplace in an area and you don't have any cell phone coverage, that they will still work. And they're not very big. They're about the size of the palm of your hand. So you can put them on a pack or on your backpack, or you can clip one on your belt and things like that. And what it has, and it's really phenomenal technology, Ron, is that it works via satellite technology. And so you fall, there's an SOS button, just like you mentioned, but this SOS button goes to a manned 24/7 facility that knows exactly where you are, your longitude and your latitude, and then will contact the nearest authorities, fire, paramedic, whatever it is, in order to get you the assistance that you need. You could also, if you don't feel like you need, you know, a fire truck to help you get out, is that you can also text somebody your coordinates and say, I need help, okay? You could also allow somebody to track you if you were putting down, if you're working in a massive area and you're like, hey, you know, spot check me every once in a while, or you could have this device send a notice to your wife or whoever maybe, every hour that I'm okay. Anyway, it gives you, there's all kinds of different options for this. And these gadgets used to cost, gosh, let me tell you, Ron, these gadgets used to cost like $5,000, right? because of you know, all their capabilities. Well, now it's $100. I mean, that's it, $100, and you pay a couple of dollars a month, and you don't pay more if you use it. It's still just $100, and it's a couple of dollars a month.
So there's a monthly service fee.
Yes, because this way that. Because you're going to be relying on the satellite signals, not on cellular signals. So if you're in a rural area and you don't have any cell service and you need help, what good is a cell phone?
Exactly. Right?
So it's not going to do you anything. So a couple of companies, the company that's been making one of these for a long time, and I just purchased one for a family member, so I know that they're having a sale on their website, Quinky Dinky, this week. It's called the Spot Satellite, and the one that you want is called the Gen 4, and I can give a link to it. But if you just go to Spot Satellite Gen 4, it's normally $150, but it's on sale now for $99. And I got one for a friend of mine who likes to hike by herself, and which is just not safe, is it? Okay, you know.
There's families that are getting lost.
Yes, exactly.
Let alone one person.
And let me tell you, this is the reason why I got you mentioned getting lost, is I hike with her. And we'll be like deep in the mountain, and she'll say, oh, I think we're supposed to go left. And I'm like, no, we have to go right. And she's like, are you sure? I mean, this happens. And sometimes I let her say left, and we go around in circles until finally I'm like, Anita, we are not going that way. Okay. Because I love her dearly. I can talk to her that way. So anyway, so that's what I would recommend you put on your person, okay? They do have competitors. The competitor is made by a company called Zolio, and it's roughly double the cost on everything. It does basically the same thing. So what I'll do, Ron, is I'll put a link to this over in the Q&A forum for you and for everybody else. But the link – and just know, I don't know when that sale is going to be over because, you know, they're not a sponsor or anything like that. I just happened to purchase one. For a friend of mine, as I mentioned. And Ron, thank you so much for your call. All right, one of the biggest problems with out-of-pocket costs is that then they're not in-network for your health plan. And now a new rule is going to be restricting this. Americans who get their health insurance either commercially or through their workplace can see a cap on balance billing, which is when the provider says a patient needs to pay what insurance didn't pay. Well, great news is that different hospitals can charge you different bills for the same treatment. That's right. And there's a huge price difference depending upon where the hospital is located. A colonoscopy at one hospital might cost $1,000, but it could cost $4,000 at another one. Now, there are a couple of tools for you to learn more about hospitals. One is called Care Compare, and it shows you the data about the quality of care at thousands of Medicare-certified hospitals, and it has this great search. Another is Fair Health Consumer. It shows you how much a medical procedure will cost you if you seek out-of-network care. So we've got a lot of details over on the website about this. So if you're in the hospital, you have been in the hospital, you need to get a procedure, you have gotten a procedure, and you're looking at your bills, you definitely want to check this out. Just head over to commando.com and hit the link that says Kim Show. Still to come this hour, there's a customs phone scam that's spreading I need to tell you about. We have more of your fantastic phone calls you just don't want to miss here on the Kim Komando Show. Hey, listen, over in the Q&A forum, I've got to give great kudos for Team Komando Jeremy and Team Komando John because these guys are the best. Like, you know, if you have a question, you can just drop a question. So, like, Edward says, like, you know, I'm downloading pictures and they're blurry and what's going on? And, you know, Jeremy walks him right through and says, these are low res, they get grainy, here's what you want to do. And then we had a question from Dave M. about his Gmail was found on the dark web recently. And he knew that it was caught up. He didn't see anything abnormal, what else he should do. And so John says, hey, you know, you need some good antivirus, anti-malware software, totallyv.com/Kim. He steps up his password game, 15 characters, two-factor authentication, only visits. Like, you know, this is what you are missing. If you are sitting there and you have something that's plaguing you, you have a question, a digital dilemma, whatever it may be, if you're Googling it, stop already. Just go to Komando Community. That's community.komando.com. On the left-hand side, there's a menu that says Q&A forum. Drop your question there. You got to be a member, just a few bucks. But aside from just the forum is that you get to watch me. You get to listen to me every week. And that is priceless. So sign up now over at GetKim.com. All right, joining us, because it's that special time of the show where Allie Seligman, our amazing content queen, joins us. Hello there, Allie.
Hi, Kim.
So what are we talking about?
Did you hear Jeff Bezos, no longer the CEO of Amazon, he got fired.
He did?
No, he didn't. He stepped down.
Well, they had to for insurance purposes.
Well, he's going to space.
Yes, yes. Yeah. And it's like, you know, you can't have your CEO
in
running.
Space.
Yes. You know, I just saw that he's worth $221 billion.
I can't fathom that much money. It just kind of goes right over my
head. Yeah. I mean, $221 billion. He's buying a $600 million yacht.
Why not? It's a drop in the bucket.
It'd be like me buying a $30,000 Sea Ray. You know what I mean? It's like, here we are. All right. So what's going on with Jeff?
Well, he is actually going to become the executive chair of Amazon. If you have that, you know, Jeff Bezos is kind of a supervillain, you know, the Lex Luthor vibe. Yeah. That title sounds even more villainy.
Executive chair.
Executive chair. So I thought this was a good time. Let's take a walk down Amazon memory lane. Started back in 1994. What was your first purchase on Amazon? Do you remember?
It was a book. Yeah. I bought it in 1999.
Wow.
And not that I needed it, but I bought a book about online dating. Because I was, you know, people were calling and asking about it.
Yeah.
And I was engaged, and so I couldn't.
Right.
You know, or I think I got married in 1999. So, but it was like in the beginning of 1999.
Yeah.
And yeah.
I looked back. The first thing I could find was way in 2010 that I bought, and it was one of those Garmin running watches. Do you remember those?
Oh, yes. That was a big deal.
Enormous.
Yes.
Yeah, they had this absolutely huge screen. They were so heavy, but I loved it.
And you were, like, super excited to get it,
I bet. Oh, I was so excited. So excited. Well, Amazon started in 1994. Bezos started it in his garage because that trope has to start somewhere. He was 30. Their first product, stay with me because this is so exciting, a book called Fluid Concepts and Creative Analogies, Computer Models of the Fundamental Mechanisms of Thought. Oh,
wow.
You can still buy it.
I bet you Barry has that.
I bet he does too. You can buy it for $15.99 on Kindle if you're so inclined. My favorite review, wonderful, but quite dry in parts.
I'm sure.
Uh-huh. Amazon went public in 1999. So stocks, when they first came out, $18. Now, $3,700.
Wow.
Here's a number that will make us all a little sad. If you invested $100 in Amazon way back then, today that would be worth $223,000.
Wow.
$100.
That's it.
That's it. All right. Let's jump forward. 2002, that was the first year that Amazon was profitable. So they got through, if you remember, kind of a big deal, 90s bubble burst. They got through that. Cool. Turned a profit in 2002. 2005 is when Amazon Prime started. And now there are 200 million of us with Amazon Prime accounts.
Well, we have about a minute and a half left.
Okay, well then let's touch on the big ones. 2007 is when the Kindle came out. Alexa made her debut in 2013. Can you believe Alexa's 8 already?
Oh.
I know. Yes. They grow up so fast. 2014 was the Fire TV Stick. Of course, it's not all fun over the years. There was, you know, there's workers' rights, anti-competition.
Do they still sell the dash buttons?
I don't know if they do.
I think those died too.
I haven't seen those. Yeah. Fake reviews, all kinds of fun stuff. There was actually an act introduced because of Amazon, Stop Bad Employers by Zeroing Out Subsidies. If you're smart, you know that's Stop Bezos. That is not good PR. And then recently we've got that Amazon Flex driver situation. So people are being rated and fired by an algorithm.
You know, that's fascinating to me. So, you know, and they're trying to unionize all throughout
the
country.
They are, yeah.
I mean, but you know, the Flex drivers, some of them are Amazon employees, some of them aren't.
Yeah, and for the most part, they're not. And so if you miss a delivery, whether it's traffic, you can't get in the building, whatever it is, not your fault, well, an algorithm is going to come in.
Well, the algorithm that I think is fascinating is that what they're coming up with, real quick, mm-hmm. is that based upon your purchases, you know, they already have subscription.
Right. Okay?
But now, based upon your purchases, they're just going to drop stuff off. And if you don't want it, then you can send it back.
Really?
Yes.
This is like my grocery idea.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. So, so thank you for the Amazon fun facts.
Yeah.
And so you're going to watch them go into space, I am.
Of course.
Yes.
We'll see what happens.
Although Brinson, he's going to beat him.
He is.
The billionaire race for space. Allie, thank you so much for joining us, doing a great job at Commander.com. Mike.
Of course.
Mike. There you go. It's a little slow sometimes.
That's okay.
Hey, stay right where you are. There's a customs phone scam I need to tell you about here on the Kim Komando Show. Hey, there's a scam spreading. You get a call from someone claiming to be from the CBP, and they say a box of drugs and money is being shipped to you, intercepted, and you have to pay up. Oh, God, it's like scam a day over at the internet world. Crazy stuff. Hey, you want to stay up to date 24/7? The address is simple. It's KOMANDO.com.